Visiting Teaching Message. Prayerfully study this material, and as appropriate, discuss it with the sisters you visit. Use the questions to help you strengthen your sisters and to make Relief Society an active part of your own life. For more information, go to reliefsociety.lds.org. Joy in Family History. Elder Russell M. Nelson of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has taught that the spirit of Elijah is a manifestation of the Holy Ghost bearing witness of the divine nature of the family. As members of Christ's restored church, we have the covenant responsibility to search for our ancestors and provide for them the saving ordinances of the gospel. They, without us, cannot be made perfect. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 40. And neither can we, without our dead, be made perfect. Doctrine and Covenants, section 128, verse 15. Family history work prepares us for the blessings of eternal life and helps us increase our faith and personal righteousness. Family history is a vital part of the mission of the church and enables the work of salvation and exaltation for all. President Boyd K. Packer, president of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, said, "When we research our own lines, we become interested in more than just names. Our interest turns our hearts to our fathers. We seek to find them and to know them and to serve them." From the Scriptures, Malachi chapter 4, verses 5 and 6, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 29, Doctrine and Covenants section 124, verses 28 through 36, section 128, verse 15. From our history, the prophet Joseph Smith taught, "The greatest responsibility in this world that God has laid upon us is to seek after our dead. We can serve as proxy in the temple for our deceased ancestors and perform necessary ordinances for them." Sally Randall of Nauvoo, Illinois, whose 14-year-old son died, found great comfort in the promise of eternal families. After her husband was baptized for their son, she wrote to her relatives, "What a glorious thing it is that we can be baptized for all of our dead ancestors and save them as far back as we can get any knowledge of them." Then she asked her relatives to send her information on their ancestors, saying, "I intend to do what I can to save our family." What can I do? 1. How can I help the sisters I watch over to do family history? 2. Am I recording my personal history? End of visiting teaching message. Joy in Family History.